1. The twinkling Christmas lights that wrapped around the wooded deck of the Watershed Restaurant added a shimmer atop Lake Honey Springs. A nice romantic evening with Patrick was exactly what I needed to get into the spirit of the season. Since I'd been working so many long holiday hours at the Beanhive, my coffee shop, I'd been busy getting all of the holiday coffee blends and special-ordered baked sweet treats ready for my customers, so I'd not taken much time for my relationship with my husband or our fur babies, Pepper and Sassy. "You look beautiful." Patrick Kane reached over and laid his hand on mine. Patrick's big brown eyes, tender smile, and sensitive heart drew me into him when we were just teenagers, and I came up to Honey Springs during the summers to visit my aunt. "I'm glad we made time for me and you."
"Me too."
I put my other hand on top of his and rubbed it. I couldn't stop blushing. My heart skipped a beat. Patrick owned Kane Construction, and the economy had been booming around our small town of Honey Springs, Kentucky. So he was just as busy as I had been at the coffee shop. Neither of us were complaining, because we certainly had seasons of dry spells in which the money just trickled in.
"Geez, buddy!"
A man sitting next to us jumped up when the busboy accidentally knocked his table and spilled the man's water in his lap.
"Watch what you're doing!"
"Calm down, Ryan." The woman across from him had turned red, though she was trying to hide her face behind her blonde hair. She looked around the restaurant to see if anyone was watching. Of course, everyone could hear them. They were louder than the jazz band playing Christmas carols in the corner of the restaurant.
"Are you joking?"
Ryan glared over at her, and he quickly replaced the man's glass with another glass of water and apologized before hurrying away.
"No, I'm not joking," she spat. "You can be such a jerk. Things happen."
The man grabbed the glass and took a drink, glaring at the woman across from him before he went back to finishing his meal.
"That looks delicious."
Patrick and I pulled back our hands so Fiona Razone, our waitress, could put our plates on the table, taking the attention off the couple next to us. Patrick's loving gaze had turned from me to the honey-glazed salmon on his plate. I had ordered the panko-encrusted chicken, one of the Watershed's specials, along with a plain sweet potato and asparagus. I would definitely take some of the sweet potato home with me to give to Sassy and Pepper. Not only did they love it, but sweet potato was good for their digestion and their coats. On most days, the dogs came to work with me, and I tried to keep an eye on them so customers wouldn't slip them something they'd ordered from the counter. But it was hard to police that. Plus, Pepper was a wonderful vacuum and sniffed out any little morsel of food.
"The babies?"
Patrick's smile lit up his face when he noticed I was saving some of my food. "Of course," I shrugged, knowing how much I treated them like real human babies. Having children was something Patrick and I did want, but it wasn't in the foreseeable future. We'd only been married a year after many years apart, during which time I'd gone to college, attended law school, started a law firm with my now ex-husband, and then moved here to open the Beanhive. It took all that time to find the life I considered to be, well, perfect. "It's so pretty here tonight." I looked out the window of the floating restaurant. Lodgson Landscaping had done a fantastic job decorating. The Christmas tree on the outside deck glowed with colored lights and fun lake-themed ornaments. The Christmas trees inside the Watershed were decorated a little more elegantly, with white lights and fancy ornaments with glitter, large ribbons, and bows. Beside the tree outside sat a sign on a fancy gold stand declaring Lodgson Landscaping Co., the decorator. Amy Lodgson had taken over the dying family landscaping business. When she did, she saw a need for people's help in decorating for all the seasons because we celebrated and decorated every holiday on the calendar. We even had our annual Christmas festival in the town square last weekend. The parade was my favorite event of the entire festival. In the parade, we dressed up our fur babies and raised money for the local pet palace,